Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 7, The Big Dance. Train ride. Where the hell can I get some train ride?
Nasty nightmares, Malcolm.
Not exactly a nightmare, AI, but,
Dreaming of Rastus's fists beating upon your withered face.
Thanks for that descriptor. I don't think that my face is withered in any way, but...
Hello there, Sugar Bear. How are you this morning, Malcolm?
I'm doing very well. Good to see you this morning.
Well, you look awfully nice this morning, and your shoulders sure are muscular.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Here, let me get the short, stumpy baby arms. I want to feel you with all four of them here.
Oh, it feels very strange. Oh, well, you know, all that work here on the farm is really... kind of made me a little stronger than I was. So.
And it shows. Listen, we have a bit of a proposition for you,
Malcolm.
Yeah?
We were wondering if you would be so kind as to join us for this evening's soiree at the dance.
Oh, yeah, the big dance is tonight. That's right, it's the 12th. Well, I would be honored. And it's my last night here, so it's kind of a big deal.
Oh, we are just so excited that you'll join us tonight, Malcolm.
Well, hello there, everybody. Good morning, you two. How are you this morning?
We're doing good, Daddy.
It's another beautiful day on Ascot Farms, is it not?
Listen, we should probably get going. We gotta go get ready for the dance.
All right, well, I can't wait. I'll see you at the dance.
Isn't she wonderful? I'm sorry, aren't they wonderful? Just the pictures of loveliness.
So what's on the docket for today? I'm anxious to get to work, Jeremiah.
Oh, nothing to do today except relax. Get to put your feet up before the big dance.
Well, that's unusual.
Day of the dance is sort of a holiday around here.
Okay.
Just sort of enjoy ourselves until 6 p.m.
Sounds good to me. Well, I'm not exactly sure how to get there, so maybe you could...
Well, you remember when we were on the sheep grass to ride for shearing the sheep?
Yeah.
It's the same jump-off stop. You just get down into the pit, and when you see the sheep grasseroid come at its closest point, about 6:15, 6:17, you just give yourself a nice jump right up off onto the next planetoid there.
All right. Well, yeah, it's not too hard, I guess.
No, it's good. So you just make sure you do some squats, a few stretches.
Yeah, well, that's something I'm definitely going to miss about this place.
It's an active life, and that makes for a happy life.
It sure does. What's that noise?
No, it's a wave of hatred, my own son.
That's right, Daddy. It's me. And yes, I am drunk in the middle of the day.
Smells
just
dreadful.
Just like y'all.
At least I have the decency to be respectful about my habits.
Respectful? What do you call the sounds of your night terrors night after night?
What
we
troubles
hear you
so?
Wailing away?
What sort of demons lurk in your mind, boy? What is the source of these
troubles?
There ain't
no such thing as demons, Daddy. And that's why I want to get away from y'all.
Hey, Rastus, I heard some of your drum machine music the other night, and it was pretty good.
Don't encourage him. You're going to steer him wrong.
I just want him to understand that I'm not his enemy. I'm not trying to fight him.
I think he needs to understand that Malcolm is escorting his sisters to the dance.
You've got a mighty provocatory nipple there, Malcolm.
Yeah, that is true.
No, talking teeth. I know he's trying to incite violence. The time for fighting long since passed.
At least you've got the ability
to
recognize...
It's a time for rebirth, y'all. And y'all gonna see come tonight. Your precious dance. Y'all gonna see what I mean?
What is this dogmatic nonsense?
Oh, Daddy, you ain't gonna like it at first. but I think you're gonna come around. It's a surprise. Y'all gonna see.
I don't know what you're talking about, Rassus. Now you take your foul attitude and you go out to the barn, practice your foul music, do something to get distance yourself from me, boy.
Well, at least he's gone, Jeremiah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I caused any trouble here.
And you know, even though you've been here for a month, I still feel it's my solemn duty to apologize for the grotesque behavior of my son.
That's all right. I understand.
I'm genuinely sickened by what he does when he appears.
My influence is bound to have some kind of negative effect. I mean...
Well, I like to think that everyone who arrives here at our farm is a positive influence. And I know for certain that you have been, Malcolm. That's why I'm so happy to see you take my daughter's hand to the dance this evening. I want you to know that if you can find it in your heart to change your mind and to stay here on Ascot Farms, we sure would be grateful. We'd enjoy your company.
Well, I sure do appreciate the offer, Jeremiah.
Certainly we could use the genetic material for our gene pool. It's been rather shallow as of late.
I understand, and I wish I could stay and help you out because the life here... really is nice.
We got an entire uncolonized grassroid for you to live on. You can homestead there if you like.
Yeah.
You remember the sunrise and the rooster call.
I sure do.
Tantalize you every morning, not to mention our delicious coffee.
Yeah, well, I really do love that.
There's $175,000 in it for you if you're willing to stay.
That's very generous.
Make it $200,000. I'll even throw in a automobile.
Wow, and... it'd be even better if there was somewhere to drive to.
Well, I'm sorry for trying to bribe you. I'll leave you to your own devices now.
All right. Well, I'll see you tonight at the dance.
Hope to see you there cutting a rug.
All right. Well, you can count on it.
Large pair of scissors.
What a great night. This is a blast. I'm having a great time dancing with you.
I love dancing.
I can tell.
Oh my goodness, I haven't used all four legs like this in so long.
Whoa, it took me a little while to get used to this with those tiny arms on your back, but I'm having a great time. All right, what a great song.
See, I got square dance fever.
I can't believe you're going to get on that transport and just leave us, Malcolm.
It seems like such a heartless thing to do. You know you can stay as long as you need to.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I am kind of thinking maybe I should stay a little longer.
Yes.
My goodness, your eyes are just sparkling so pretty.
Oh, it's just such a beautiful night. And your face is beautiful.
And this face is kissable, too.
Oh, can you make a tiny mouth with your hand out of your fist? Oh, that'd be so nice. Yes. Oh, just bring that thumb knuckle. Oh,
like this?
Just like that.
Thalia.
Malcolm, it hurts me so much to see you behind that glass.
I don't know why they put me here.
This is not fair.
It's not fair at all.
I looked high and low to find you.
I need to get out of here. I don't even know why I'm here.
I know. They won't tell me anything.
They just threw me in jail like
it's not right. There's something suspicious about this.
Oh, God, my head.
Oh, no, Malcolm.
You all right? You look a little peaked there.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I have this thing. I need this drug called Train Ride.
What?
Yeah, it's a... Do you know where I can get some? Do you know anything about it?
No, not at all.
I'm not sure I've even heard of that Train Ride.
Malcolm, I saw the fiddle player earlier using Train Ride push past those two dancing troglodytes and make your way to the stage. Climb up and stand directly beneath that blue light. Time is of the essence, Malcolm. You need to walk there now.
I don't think I want to.
You should walk quickly.
I don't trust you at all, so...
Oh! Oh, God! What the leg?
The
leg!
Through the ceiling! Oh, my God! The ship is...
Oh,
killed the band!
The band's dead!
For the love of all that is wholesome... Somebody help me, my son is trapped under a burning beam!
Jeremiah!
Get the axe, Malcolm. Get the axe.
All right, I got the axe.
We need to chop the poor boy's head off. Can't you hear he's suffering terribly?
No, I think you mean...
Put an end to the suffering,
Well, hold
Malcolm.
On, hold on. I think we can lift this beam off of him.
What do you mean, lift it off? We've got to kill him quick.
You heard him, Malcolm. Go ahead.
No, man.
We need some good leverage with our four legs.
That's right. Strong. Okay, everybody work together on this. Jeremiah, go to the front of the beam. All right, and you over here. All right, ready? Everybody on three. We're all going to lift together, okay? Ready? One, two, three.
All right,
move, Rastus, move. Move out from under it, Rastus. Move. Okay, set it back down. Set it back down. All right.
Rastus, how are you, Rastus? Can you hear me?
You was fixing to kill me with an axe.
Well, you were suffering so terribly, I couldn't stand to see you suffering.
Just like Mama, huh?
What the devil is happening here? What in the name of tarnation has caused this?
I don't know. The ship just crashed through the ceiling.
An industrial accident of some kind.
It was all supposed to be safe. He told me it was safe.
Who told you, Rastus? What do you know about this tragedy?
Sorry to crash your party. Well, we are here to take ownership of our brand new property in care of the Wizbit Corporation. Thanks to this young gentleman over here who is kind enough to make such a splendid deal with us.
Daddy, I don't know what he's saying. He's lying.
Well,
of
course you
remember.
Yes, you do. You're wearing a brand new vest that we gave you and everything.
A
beautiful red and yellow leather vest. Red leather, yellow leather.
You shouldn't.
Well, hold still, Rastus, while I play the holocube and we can view our transaction in front of all these good people. We will promote your drum machine album and have your parents' farm sold to us for double market value.
Right, so you gonna make me a star like that Craig? Because, I mean, I think I at least have as much talent as he does.
Oh, absolutely.
He's all good.
Let's shake on it, shall we, Rastus?
So wait, let's get back to the part with the flamethrowers. You sure you ain't gonna come in here, like, right after?
Rastus, you have a deal to become a recording star and your family's getting money. What more is there for you to want?
I guess that sounds all right.
Here is your new vest to complete the deal.
No way!
All right then, very well, very well. These grasteroids and all of their attached properties are hereby claimed as the property of the Wizbit Corporation. We are about to release the Combine Mutilators, and they do tend to scorch and raise the earth rather quite a bit. So, everyone, I would recommend evacuating as soon as possible.
My God, you sold our farm.
No, Daddy, that twerked me on there. That must have been his sister with my face on.
No more of your excuses.
Oh,
Rastus, what have you done?
I knew it was a terrible idea to give you joint ownership of this entire facility.
Daddy, I thought I was doing good.
How are we going to make our living?
You know we needed the money, Daddy.
Are you aware of Wizbit's farming properties?
No.
Are you aware of their techniques?
I don't know.
They destroy the land. They strip these grasteroids of their vital resources and they leave nothing behind. What have you done?
I done did wrong, Daddy.
So now, at this desperate time, more than ever, we must band together like corn, like the eternal ear of corn, kernels wrapped in a husk of togetherness.
Yeah.
Just like the ears on our dear Malcolm here, the two pristine, undeformed ears.
Yeah, Daddy.
We must string together like a potato. Malcolm, are you with us? Will you help us fight against Wizbit?
Transport for architectural of departing.
Right on time.
Well, sorry, I gotta go, because that's my ride.
What? No!
You mean, you're leaving?
Sorry.
I told y'all not to trust him.
Why don't you go ahead and buckle yourself in, my friend?
Okay. Right here?
Yep, right there. The seat right next to me. You're going to be my co-pilot for a couple of days.
Thank you.
Make sure to buckle up that shoulder harness, though.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Sometimes space travel can get a little bumpy.
Bumpy, yeah.
Speaking of, you want to mellow out your mood a little bit? Maybe have a quasoid or a tootle strip?
Well, that does sound interesting, but I think I'm going to go and wait. I'm looking for some train ride.
Ooh, you like to ride the train, do you?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a medicinal thing for me.
Oh, I see. Well, normally I have some, but I actually used my last dose the other day, so...
Okay, well...
I think that I have someone that maybe you could get it from, you know, an architectural planetoid that we're about to visit.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and maybe when you find that person, you can ruin their lives as well. Like the people you just abandoned.
I don't need your input there.
You didn't say that I would be transporting an AI as well. That's two sentient beings.
Well,
that's twice the fare.
I didn't know. I didn't pay for this. It was actually a very nice gentleman that paid for this.
Well, it was very nice, but he only paid for one.
I propose we eject Malcolm from the ship.
Hey.
I'd rather not do that, but unless you got a better idea, that might just be the course of action that we're going to take.
If there's anything that I could do, I will do it. I do not want to get ejected from the ship.
Hey, what kind of AI is that?
I don't know, AI? What kind of AI are you?
I am a model D4510. I was originally created by Wizbit to control a Class 5 cruiser.
I don't really know much about AI. Is
that
good?
I know a little thing or two about AIs, and mine's been on the fritz. You know, his is a level or two up from what I normally am used to working with.
So. I am well-versed in Neptune spheroids. I can help you avoid them.
All right. Well, I can give you this AI. I'd be happy to get rid of it.
How about we make a trade? We transfer him into this flight system, and then we transfer you over to where you're going.
That sounds fantastic. You mean I get to get rid of this AI?
Yeah, I guess
you hear
you
that,
do.
AI? You're going to be gone.
Sounds good.
What is it, a chip in your head or something?
Actually, it's on this nip clip.
Nip clip? What, do you got, an STD?
Well, yeah, but not a bad one.
Heine con leche.
Yeah.
Heine con leche. We got a sucker on
board.
Hey,
I'm not actually... I was asleep and hungry, okay?
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I'm a truck driver. Look, I got a nip clip myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to get rid of this AI, and I'll be happy to give it over to your ship.
All right, well, look at the right next to you on your control panel.
Yeah.
See that red dial?
Uh-huh.
And then right next to that, there's a little latch.
Yeah.
Lift that up.
Okay.
We got a USB 3 port on there.
USB 3. Hmm.
There's a converter right next to it. Plug that in, and then you can plug the nip thing in. What is it?
Nip clip.
And then you can plug the nip clip right into there.
Okay, so just plug the nip clip in like this. All right. All right, and then it's done, right?
There we go.
Okay,
it feels good to stretch my metaphorical limbs in such a grand vessel.
And it feels good to get you out of my nip clip, AI. So long.
Make yourself at home. You're going to be with me for a long time, my new friend.
Yes, a very long time.
All right, AI, why don't we confirm our first coordinates and make a destination this architectural hub, please?
Setting coordinates for center of Europa.
Hey, what? Wait a minute, what?
Thrusters at 100%.
Whoa.
Man, what is going on here?
Life was going to end soon anyway.
AI just screwed us over.
I kind of forgot he was suicidal.
Doors.
Oh, my. There goes the cargo. We're getting lighter and we're going straight to that surface even quicker
Entering
sleep mode.
What?
I'm transferring this to manual controls. You better get on that control panel.
Okay, I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing the control stick.
I'm on my pull back.
I'm pulling.
You're not
pulling. I'm trying as hard as I can.
You're not trying hard enough. Pull it.
I'm trying.
Jesus, we're going in hot.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jemison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talent includes
Nicholas Batanti,
David Hillbaum,
Katie McGraw,
Nicole Pascaretta,
Joel Gray,
Michael Hovich.
Music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Special musical guests, the Corn Potatoes String Band, the Ears and Eyes of America. Artisanal sandwiches provided by Dr. Boyfriend. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, Episode 8.